Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 51. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out at what is going on.
Oh, my gosh. Having a good night?
We are having a good night. Nate, how you doing, buddy?
Trying to get better.
You sound like that.
Trying to save his voice is what we're trying to do.
Well, I'm sorry that you have a little cold there, whatever you got. So,
whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Whatever you do, don't use his mic.
No.
Sanitize the mic.
No, yeah. That's right.
After this episode, we're going to tranquilize it. We're going to use our tranquilizer gun.
Freeze frame.
He'd probably welcome it, like, hey, whatever.
Get him some doses of NyQuil.
Yeah. That stuff will do it, though.
9980.
I did that last night. I barely got up this morning.
That's good stuff. That's what your body needs, man.
Yeah, it needs to rest.
That's the main, my dad used to always say, sleep is the best way to get over a cold or whatever.
You got to stop telling me he's working for a bonus, because he's like, I got to get my bonus in.
I know. Oh, he's got it. Yeah.
Night, guys.
Nate, go night-night.
Yeah. Nighty-night, Nate. Okay. Well, Creepies, thanks for joining us, as always. And, this is Middle-Aged Mini number 51.
Five,
so now
one.
We're in the 50s, like myself. This is my number.
We're well into the 50s.
I'm 51.
Yeah. into the 50s.
Something like that. Whatever. Yeah. let's get into it. Sean, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the boogeyman. Ooh. And we are going to give Nate credit for this, because this is his choice. What a great choice. We were sitting there, and we were talking about different choices, and... he said, we should talk about the boogeyman. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're a genius, Nate. Like, I would have never thought about boogeyman.
That's right.
But I'm glad you did. So since we're saving your voice, I'm going to lay the foundation.
Thank you.
Boogeyman, the boogeyman, also spelled boogeyman, which with two O's, boogeyman, boogie monster, boogeyman, and boogie woogie, I'm pretty sure that last one's made up, is a type of mythic creature used by adults to frighten children into good behavior. I don't know what are you talking about? Boogeymen have no specific appearance, and conceptions vary drastically by households and culture. But they are most commonly depicted as masculine or androgynous monsters that punish children for misbehavior. The boogeyman, or conceptually similar monsters, can be found in many cultures around the world. Boogeymen may target a specific act or general misbehavior, and I'm in big trouble, depending on what purpose needs serving, often based on a warning from the children's authority figure. Parent, grandparent, whatever, aunts and uncles. The term boogeyman is sometimes used as a nonspecific personification or metonym for terror, and in some cases, the devil, El Diablo.
Boogeyman. I think Sam just let a boogeyman.
He did. Oh. God bless him.
That's awful.
Burns the nostrils.
Yeah, so the boogeyman, were you guys told as a kid?
That oh, heck
whole
yeah.
Legend?
Oh, yeah.
Well, go to bed or the boogeyman's coming out.
Halloween, right? The big line. Yeah, we've talked about that, too. The boogeyman's going to get you.
Yeah.
To Danny.
That's the boogeyman.
Be quiet.
As a matter of fact,
leave
that
me
was
alone.
One of my favorite references is Major Payne.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, me? Okay.
Sorry. We're saving your voice.
Yeah, the little kid's like, I can't sleep. The boogeyman's in the closet. And he unloads his handgun into the closet. He goes, if he's still in there, he ain't happy.
I haven't seen that movie ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's awesome. A classic.
Major Payne. That is a classic.
Yeah, so the boogeyman, it's definitely been around a while. And I think probably most people have been told that or heard about that legend.
They say the first reference. Oh, I'm sorry. I just totally talked over you.
No, it's okay. No, I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Did you guys ever have a particular vision of what it looked like to you, or did somebody paint it as a specific
thing,
person, creature, whatever? I had something in my mind.
My thoughts of the boogeyman is more of like a shadow person.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Just like a creepy shadow coming out of the closet.
See, I see it as a monster, and I normally think of it either in the closet or under your bed.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I did.
And I think I still, I mean, even to this day, like I always put a foot out, but I always make sure that it's still in the bed because I think about something coming out from underneath with big claws, you know.
I'm the same way.
Isn't that weird?
I don't hang anything off the side of the bed.
I think that's so strange, but I know I still unconsciously think like that.
Mm-hmm.
From childhood.
I didn't really think it was a shadow. I get that. That's probably like the most, that might be the most common, but I thought it was more of a physical, whatever, being, creature.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like you said, maybe a monster of some sort.
Howie Mandel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, monster, little monsters.
Little monsters, yep.
Our kids like that too. Yeah, and my wife is Grace. Now, see, I was like 19 when that came out. No, actually, wait a minute. That was in the 80s, wasn't it? Or 90s.
I can't remember.
I think 80s, yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Maybe early 90s.
But. Yeah. So anyway. No, but I always thought, too, it was either under the bed or I remember going to sleep. And if I thought it was something, I always thought it was the closet. Because we had, in our first house growing up, we had sliding doors. And, man, I just envisioned some night that door is just going to slide open. Uh-huh.
It's 1989, by the way.
Okay. So, okay, I was 18. Mandel, that's
Fred
what I
Savage. Oh.
And we had above, remember, like, back in the 80s type house. Well, I mean, this was built in the 50s, but, like, I remember in the 80s, we had the little sliding things above the closet, too, for, like, extra storage.
Yeah.
I always felt like something was going to climb out of that as well. Mm-hmm. Like, that was an extra little cavernous part
always,
to hide in, you know, like,
always made sure closet doors were shut.
Yep.
Hall door open.
Okay.
I never liked my door closed. And then all appendages under the covers.
Isn't that funny? Okay. I used to cross my legs because I thought that that helped me to stay then, extra protected, which I have no idea why.
Then if I got scared or like a scary dream woke me up, cover over the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll protect you.
Well, you're sealed in tight.
I mean, how is something going to get you if you have your head under the cover?
Just play dead.
Where do you go? I also, when I was younger, loved the door to be open out to the hallway so I could, I guess, bolt if I need
make a great escape.
It wasn't until I kind of got over that and maybe, you know, 7th or 8th grade, middle school. That's when I'm like, I got to have my door closed, you know. Yeah. But, you know, as a young grade school kid, door better be open. Because I need to, another second I can, you know, I don't have to worry about trying to open the door and jiggle the handle.
Or be stuck, yeah.
Yeah, you know how it is. The movies, that's how they do it. He can never get out.
I've noticed our kids are all different. Like, I don't think Harrison even thinks about monsters in his closet or whatever in his room. But the girls, both of my girls, keep their doors, their closet door shut and their bathroom door shut. And one time I tried to, like, open them or I was, you know, make sure the lights were out. And they were like, what are you doing, Dad? You got to keep those closed. And I'm like, what? There's no I said, there are no monsters in here. Is that what you think? And they're like, be quiet. You know? Right. And then William, he keeps everything wide open. His door, his closet door. I'm like, you want me to shut your closet? And he's like, why? You know, it's nothing going to get me. You know, like, I'm not worried about it. So he doesn't think a thing
about it. It's all in your head.
It truly is all in your head. They say it goes back as far as the 1500s, and then there's even beliefs that it goes long before the kind of idea. And I thought it was interesting when I was looking into this that it actually started. The original idea was considered the hobgoblins, and they're the tricksters or the ones. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously, Marvel's used hobgoblins in a different way, sort of as a villain. But the tricksters or trying to you know, play with you, and then they became more and more you know, malevolent forces and trying to actually hurt you or get to you or take you away or carry you away.
Yeah. This article by Scientific American says that the boogeyman is there to ensure that we follow the rules. It is shapeless, so it can be anywhere at any time, whether that means lurking under the bed, like we talked about, or in the closet or behind a tree in the forest. Never thought about that. It gets its power from the persistence of folklore, the transmission of these types of tales. Those records of beliefs and customs and experiences generate the guidelines for a lasting social code. This oral exchange educates on and reinforces the expectations for members of the community. Folk tales are local to the people who tell them and reveal much about their perception of the world around them, which is very true. They grow and change in their tellings and are adapted for the time in which they are told. The most widely known collection of such tales come from something we already talked about, the Brothers Grimm.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, theirs is not the only type of this sort of collection. However, their attempts to gather and record the oral tradition of folktales went beyond Germany, and their editing moved the tales from peasant superstitions to popular consumption. In doing so, they set the stage for this type of collecting and packaged the stories for wider consumption. So it is funny that you've got these boogeyman tales coming from different regions, different
cultures,
mm-hmm. years past, yeah, and how they get adapted or mm-hmm. change on whatever time it is. And so, yeah, I think it's kind of cool.
Brothers Grimm is episode 26, by the way.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you
a reference. I don't know them all, but I know that one.
Yeah,
boogeyman was a parenting tool.
Oh yeah,
I thought you were going to say it was a movie, which it was.
It was.
It is,
and it's a really good movie until the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you want to kick your TV.
It was a little, it was a good movie until the last.
Awesome. That's how you can end it.
Really? Yeah. Because that was when you sit in the chair, right? It was something that was like
anticlimactic.
Yeah. And it was like a little
action figure or something sitting there in the closet.
Yeah. And I was like,
that's all it was. I was like, huh.
Yeah. Just wasted my life.
That was the guy. I can't remember his name. He was in Seventh Heaven. I remember mm-hmm. the actor. Anyway. No, yeah, we watched that movie. It was good until.
Yeah, it builds up, and it's like, oh, it's real creepy. Really cool. I'm glad I'm watching this. And then the last 5 minutes, you're just like,
yeah.
Just like, totally pulls the rug out from underneath you.
Like, whatever. It's an action figure.
Yeah. I'm glad it's then, because I'm turning this off.
It was a boogeyman.
Yeah.
Boo. Anyway, yeah.
Did you guys ever seen that old movie? I think it was like a TV movie, Mr. Boogity?
No.
That sounds familiar, but. It's not quite ringing a bell.
Yeah, me and my sister were like in love with that movie. Like we'd just sit there and continuously watch it over and over.
I just remember The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's the big baddie, the big villain is the boogeyman, you know, mm-hmm. and he is no good. No bueno in that movie. So, right. And our kids, that's what, when I was asking our kids, what do you think of when you think of the boogeyman? And they think of Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, that makes sense. Because
the boogeyman.
Well.
Yeah.
But he can sing.
Yeah, he can sing. He's not bad.
He got some boogie.
he's got a little boogie in him.
He does.
Yeah. Boogie woogie.
Well, then there's Jimmy Valiant, the boogie woogie man, the wrestler.
Remember
the blonde hair?
I do remember that.
Yeah, he's like back in the Southern wrestling. So the boogie man, it is interesting. A lot of the cultures, how they adopt this, I'll just say creature or whatever. And it said, you know, like most beings, it's almost universal, common to a lot of countries. In Egypt, it's called I apologize if anybody in Egypt's listening. The Abu Rigel Masluka, which translates to the man with burnt or skinned leg.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very scary story that parents tell their children when they misbehave. The Abu Rigel Masluka is a monster that got burnt when he was a child because he did not listen to his parents. He grabs naughty children to cook and eat them.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That is gross. That would kind of get you to shape up, wouldn't it?
Well, I think, and it is interesting that they all have their different, you know, all the different cultures have mm-hmm. different ways of looking at it. It plays on the mythical lore and the human imagination, and obviously as far as the darker side of the human imagination. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting that it plays on your biggest fear, you know, especially as kids. I mean, kids want to, most of the time they want to please their parents and not get in trouble, stay out of trouble. So they're trying to do whatever they can to stay away. So if they're threatened with something like this, my biggest fear when I was a kid, and I think still as an adult is similar to this, is loss of control. I think that is what, having a monster in your closet, under your bed, that can attack you at any time while you're asleep. What's your most vulnerable time when you're asleep? You can't mm-hmm. control, or you literally can't control anything. So that's why it's so fearful. And that's at night. Cause you don't see the boogeyman bothering you during the day. At least let's hope not. Right.
Yeah.
But I thought it was interesting that some boogeymen are seen as protectors. That's very rare, but they said they were protectors of individual children. Now they were still awful looking and they were horrific. So monstrous looking, but they were actually seen as protectors. I thought that, I did not know that. I was not.
Kind of like shadow figures.
Right. Exactly.
They're either, you know, said to be, you know, maybe attack you or negative, but then some, like we talked about, they're just curious as well.
Mm-hmm.
And some people go, we actually really felt peaceful about it, you know, or didn't seem scared, you know, and they just kind of go right back to sleep when they see it. But yeah. But I did not know about the bogeyman being that way. I didn't think about that.
No, yeah. There, back
as far as being a protector?
As far back as the bubonic plague, too, yeah. They had the people. Were you going to say that?
No.
Oh, the people would dig up the bodies that had plague. They did not want them to do that, obviously. So they would obviously get imprisoned or killed for this, but they were called baggy men, and they were the people that would dig up bodies. And it's like, no, stop that. So there was a form of the quote unquote boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, being behavior that is against, you know, helping or promoting humankind is seen as something, you know, malevolent, like the boogeyman.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that was it. I'd never thought of that connection either.
No,
bubonic plague is something we also talked about.
Right. Right.
Episode question mark. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I give up on. Yeah, I can't remember. Reference it somewhere. Talk about. Yeah,
exactly.
I say, you know what? I have no idea.
That's fair. I think those are the hardest to remember, the most recent ones.
Yeah. Just a couple of more I found interesting as far as like other countries, mm-hmm. what they kind of call the boogeyman, or, you know, they have different names. This one's really interesting. So in, where is that? I just lost it. Okay. So in Albania. Is Sam okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's snarfing.
Okay.
He's barking.
Oh. The booba.
He sees the boogeyman.
The booba is a serpentine monster. Mm. Mothers would tell their children to be quiet or the booba would get them.
Mm.
But the female version is the lubia is a female demon with an insatiable appetite for the flesh of children, especially little girls. She has many heads from 7 to 100. And like the Greek Hydra, if one head is severed, then the others will grow in its place. So that's an intense type.
It is. And
this creature
sounds borderline inappropriate for both the boy and the girl, or the man and the woman.
You're going to get, yeah.
I like that there's a Netherlands one. It's the Bakkenrijders.
Okay.
It's also known in Belgium and Germany. The Bakkenrijders or buck riders are ghost thieves who ride flying goats, right?
Oh.
Because who wouldn't want to fly around on a goat? They were a legend created by actual bands of thieves in the 18th century to intimidate and terrorize local farming communities. Again, makes perfect sense, right?
Okay. Scotland. Misbehaving children were warned that a goblin or demon known as the Bodach would come down. This is interesting. Would come down the chimney and take them. So see, I love all these different
spins
on this legend. Just the different names, how he or she comes after the kids, or what they're going to do, or how, you know, I mean, it's.
I was not aware of a lot of these either. That's the thing many cool.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the same type of thing. It's just they just are different forms, different ways to get the kids, what they're going to do to them. Yeah,
one of my favorite. Well, a lot of them go back into the goblin idea. The Germany is this one's a great one because it's Butzimann. Mm-hmm. I swear that's what it says. Butzi, Boomen, and Moleman, Popelman. That's all those names for it. It's also found in the Netherlands and Scandinavia. The Butziman is a faceless goblin or ghost, again, right? Shrouded in a cloak. He hides in dark corners under the bed. Hides under the bed or in a closet and attacks children who stay up past their bedtime. His name either comes from the Middle German Butzen, to make a racket, or Verbutzen, to conceal. I'm not very good with the German. To conceal or disguise. Today, he's most famous for the silly children's song. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. It's Satz ins Bing Bang Butzimann.
Nine.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Germany. They're going to be tuning out. It dances the Biba Butzmann, which was originally about a poltergeist with rattling bones and a scythe. Anything with another language, I should probably just go around.
Mm-hmm. Seems to me like it's sort of a all around use of parents to keep kids in their bed.
Well, this is in Spain there's Sacman, and Sacman is an ugly gaunt man. Hombre del saco is now I can handle that one.
Yeah.
Is said to
that's my new word.
Is said
hombre
del saco.
Hombre del saco.
Out with Guglielmo.
Guglielmo.
Oh. He puts Guglielmo in the sack.
Okay, before I forget, I have this is a
what?
Wait, I
was listening.
What's that?
So Guglielma made me think of, it was a couple mornings ago, but I was listening, sometimes I'll listen to classical music in the car on purpose, yes. Mm-hmm. And there was a composer and it was Guglielmo. And I was like, nuh-uh. I almost texted Guglielmo. You guys. Guglielmo. So that's the male form of that. But
I gotcha.
So El Hombre del Saco is said to kidnap naughty children in broad daylight and carry them away in a sack. Depending on regional variants, he either sells the children or eats them. In some cultures, a figure like Sackman works as Saint Nicholas's evil sidekick, which is like Krampus.
I was going to say, it's like Krampus.
That's what it sounds like.
He was a daywalker.
Here's what he is, apparently.
Let me see him.
Sackman. He looks like a kidnapper slash like mugger slash...
Kind of a hipster-looking creepy guy.
El Hombre de Saco. He's coming to a... Hide neighborhood kids. Near you, right?
Hide your
kids. Do hide your kids. Do hide your wife.
Yeah, he just looks weird. I don't remember my mom or dad even really using the legend to like stay in bed. I just, you know, you hear it.
You hear about it somehow.
So you just immediately get
scared. My parents never used it.
Yeah, they didn't go like, oh, you better come before, you know, it gets dark because the boogeyman's going to get you in the street or you better stay in bed.
Or the boogeyman's
they didn't do it that way, but you still somehow hear about it and it's like, ooh. Or they might just be joking. Oh, it's the boogeyman. They're like, what? Who's that?
I didn't see very many were females, but the Russians have one. It's Baba Yaga.
Huh?
Baba Yaga.
Baba
Yaga. How did I get tripped up? That's the easiest one to say. It's also in Slavic countries. It's a witch with a deep and powerful connection to the forest. She lives in a hut that stands on giant chicken legs, rides around in a flying mortar, and carries a giant pedestal. Pedestal.
I was on board for all of it.
Until we got the chicken legs. Ambivalent towards humans, she is very likely to help you as to eat you. Baba translates as woman, while Yaga derives from the Proto-Slavic word for serpent, but sounds similar to the Polish Jitsa, which is witch. Serbo-Croatian Jiza is horror, and Old Church Slavic Jiza is disease. So take your pick. It doesn't sound like it's good, but it's a female version, so I thought that was interesting. It just sounds like the
female chicken snake.
Hansel and Gretel, you know, the witch in the woods that wants to like cook them up and eat them. That's what it sounds like.
Do we want to try to conjure up a boogeyman like we did like?
No, because it'd just be a stupid action figure.
I think we'd be the smart. Oh, we could have. Yeah.
What is all this noise?
I think we could do better.
Oh, I think we can too.
But we'll do it here at Nate's house. So if the boogeyman does.
Rachel would love that.
Nate, what is that? Oh, honey, it's just the boogeyman. We were just messing around.
See, some of these just seem...
Don't worry about it. He's busy hanging out with Slenderman and the Tulpa.
Now, we could have something like this from Nepal. The Grumpampa is a man-eating giant. Grumpampa. Have we heard of this before?
Did you say Grumpy Grandpa?
Grumpy Grandpa is what it looks like. Grumpampa is a man-eating giant with large protruding fangs. Although he loves the taste of children, he can be reasoned with and today enjoys an annual tribute feast in exchange for not eating local children. He just looks like a caveman.
Yeah.
That's a caveman right there.
He doesn't look too...
Captain Grumpampa.
I do believe I've heard that. Yeah, Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But there's so many. Oh, and there are, like I said, there's more female versions than you think.
Here's in Italy. The L'uomo nero, meaning the black man, is a demon that can appear as a black man or black ghost without legs, often used by adults for scaring their children when they don't want to sleep. In some parts of the country, it's known also as the babau. Babu.
Why are there so many difficult words? This one has some of the most difficult ones that we've had to try to pronounce so far.
England has one that's called Tom Dokken.
Tom Dokken.
And
pretty normal name.
Is that Don Dawkins' brother?
And had iron teeth that he would use to devour bad children.
Iron.
The Jersey Devil is labeled for America as one. I didn't think about that. I know. I didn't think about that as being a boogeyman. I think that's a cryptid.
Yeah, that's a cryptid. I mean, I don't get that.
They said in the Midwest,
I don't believe it.
Pretty popular one is that they have nails and they run along your window at night. So if you hear the nails on your window, you definitely have a boogeyman that's trying to warn you not to misbehave. And that's a big thing in the Midwest. I had not heard of that before.
Yeah.
Being from the Midwest.
Creepy. Keep the trees trimmed, Daddy.
Right. <He's> a, please.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, I mean, pretty much every country.
Everywhere has a version.
Something to, yeah. Oh, I saw your Baba Yaga.
Russia. See, I didn't make that up.
No, I thought you did.
I have quite the imagination, right?
It's, my gosh. Serbia. It's called the Balk. It's an animal-like mythical creature in Serbian mythology. Balk is described as hiding in dark places, holes, or abandoned houses, waiting to grab, carry away, and devour its victim. It can be scared away, though, by light and noise. Oh, okay. Turn on your light and yell at him.
Yeah. Hey. I remember.
This one's weird.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Pakistan.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Mama.
The Mama?
M-A. Excuse me.
No, you're all right.
M-A-M-M-A.
Okay.
There's no Papa.
He is the Papa.
Oh.
He's Papa Mama. Wait a minute.
So the Mama is a large ape-like creature that lives in the mountains and ventures forth to kidnap young girls. He will carry them back to his cave where he licks their palms and the soles of their feet.
Oh my gosh.
Which makes them permanently unable to flee.
Whoa.
That's creepy.
That's weird.
That's kind of, a little sick, a little perverted. He's the...
Told you he's a weird one.
It is a weird one. You did not disappoint, Nate.
I had mentioned
Let's do a couple more.
Yeah, I had mentioned this one, the Coco or the Coca. Well, I think we talked about like a demon, but the Coca that's also known as like five other things, is a mythical ghost monster equivalent to the boogeyman found in many Hispanophony and Lusophone countries. What is that? It is also to be considered as an Iberian version of the bugbear, It is commonly used figure of speech representing an irrational or exaggerated fear. The Kuki is a male, while the Kuka is a female version of the mythical monster. The monster will come to the house of a disobedient child and make them disappear. So they just look like somebody that has a sheet over them. I've seen this picture before, but I didn't know it was the Kuka or whatever.
Cocoa Puffs?
Kuka Manga. Shoo! Man.
How about I'll read my last one, and then Nate, since it's your topic pick, how about you close it out?
Okay.
I've got one from Belize. I would love to go to Belize, by the way. My cousin lived there for a while.
Please, Belize.
That's right. And he said it's beautiful. So this, check this one out, this description. It's called the Tata Duende.
Oh.
It is a mythical goblin described as being of small stature, with a beard, wrinkles, and get this, it has backwards feet.
Whoa.
It doesn't know if it's coming or going. No. Anyway, so it says it has a large brimmed hat. And lacking thumbs. It is a protector of the forest and animals and was used to scare children from going out to play at night or going into the jungle. Now, that's a heck of a description. No thumbs, backward feet, and wears a hat and whatever it said, wrinkles and beards. You know, the Tata Duende.
This one here is one from good old United States.
Oh, okay.
Do we talk about bloody bones?
No. Let's close it on that. I like it.
All right. Well, bloody bones, also known as Rawhead or Tommy Rawhead, is a boogeyman of the American South. Rawhead and bloody bones are sometimes regarded as two individual creatures or two separate parts of the same monster. One is a bare skull that bites its victims, and its companion is a dancing headless skeleton. Bloody Bones tells originated in Britain.
Huh. Mm. But it's interesting. But it's used in the U.S. in the South.
In the South.
That's
pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Bloody Bones.
I've never.
What was the other one? Rawhead. No, what did you call it?
Tommy Rawhead.
Tommy Rawhead. I'm school with Tommy Rawhead. I don't know.
He's still around.
Yeah, he's.
I don't think he's
an accountant now.
I don't think the question is, do we want to conjure a boogeyman?
No.
It's which of these boogeymen or women do we want to pick out? You don't like any of them?
Although I kind of like the one with the backwards feet, because like I said, which way?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
And he has no thumb, so Well, he definitely couldn't hitchhike. Yep. I don't know. That's a weird description, but yeah, I don't.
Hey, Slenderman's got to have a partner.
I don't like
there.
the one that Nate said earlier, the iron teeth. That one's kind of
companion. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a rough one. That was from England, right?
Be like, what is that character off of He-Man, Jabberjaw?
Oh, Jabberjaw. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jabberjaw. Wow, that's going back and yeah,
He-Man lore.
So yeah, yeah. So I like the Boogeyman lore definitely as an adult, because I think as a kid, if I heard all these, I would be...
Wouldn't be sleeping.
No, I would not be.
There'll be no sleeping.
Because, you know, like I said, we already conjured up what we thought it was going to be like. And then you're like, you have all these ideas in your head. You'd be like, oh my gosh, it's got this or that, or it could have that. It's going to get you. It's going to... The one, I think Nate was stepped away for a second. I read one, it came down the chimney.
Oh.
I don't know which country, but yeah. I
was Bad Santa.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. So it's going to get you anyway. It can.
There'll be no sleeping for any of us.
No sleeping for you.
And the creepies.
Right. So there you go. That was a good pick.
That was very good.
And
yep.
There you go. The Boogeyman legend. It's something else. Every country's got it. So, or him or her.
Widespread, right?
Yeah, definitely. So, Nate, what are you gonna do to get us out of this thing?
Oh, let's boogie woogie on out of here. That's a wrap.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. And we appreciate our creepies listening to Middle Age Mini number 51 on The Boogeyman. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.